It's another day, and I'm sharing my thoughts. The second time I'm doing this, sharing my thoughts with everybody out there. I hope this will help you as much as it's going to help myself. My first episode was Emotionally You, and I talked about emotions and how we don't share our emotions because we feel people judge us, and how we shouldn't judge. It's how we get to know people. But today, I want to talk about why didn't I trust God? And why do I think it's so hard to reach out to Him? And how I got to this place of trusting God was at this present time, I have lost my sister to cancer. This has been a very hard, hard time in my life. And it has really made me reflect on my life and who April, my sister, is to me, and I have a very broken heart, but a broken heart is an open heart, and what I mean by that is sometimes when we feel just helpless, lost, just don't know if we can just do it anymore, our heart starts to open up, and God, if we call Him, He'll guide us. And that's exactly what I have done the past 3 months, is I've felt helpless and realized that I can't do this on my own. And I've had so many people, friends, old friends, new friends, people come into my life. And I realized that it's God that has brought them to me. I mean, I have friends that I have come to me and that may not have been in my life, and they have reached out to me. And this has helped me tremendously, and thank you for my friends and family. And you know who you are, and I'm just saying thank you because you made a big difference. But they didn't reach out to me because they thought of it on their own. I believe that God sent them a little message and said, hey, call your friend. And they did. They called me. I've been doing a lot of praying, and I've not had the best relationship with God. It's been a battle. I have trust issues, definitely. I've trusted people in the past and let them into my soul, and hasn't always been the best for me. But I realize now in this present time that I didn't have God in my life. I believe in God, you know, and if you listen to Emotionally You, you'll know when I say God, I believe that everybody has their own God and the own way they think. It may not be exactly the way I think, and that's good. We all take everything inside and we sort it out and we figure it out as the best as individually we do and can. And I even mentioned about atheists. I mean, if you're an atheist, you know, you're an atheist. That's your beliefs. Back to seeking God, I was seeking Him, and He did answer me, and He has been helping me, and he helps me in a lot of different ways. Like, people will come into my life that will start talking to me, and I'll start talking to them, and they can be complete strangers. For instance, I took my sister's dress that she's going to be buried in this Saturday to the dry cleaners, and she's a beautiful lady. You know, when I go in there, she's always there by herself, and you know, we chit-chat a little bit here and there, but I brought the dress in, and my sister hadn't passed away yet, and I was bringing it in to get pressed. See, it's 100% cotton, because the way she's going to be buried is it's going to be eco-friendly. She recycled. She didn't like all the trash on this earth, and so she definitely believed in recycling, and that's something I need to work on, just to honor my sister. But I went in and just told her that, you know, how fast can we get this dress pressed, because, you know, my sister is dying of cancer. And she just, her eyes just got really sad, and she actually teared up. And, you know, like I said, she's a stranger to me. She just knows me a little bit. And I ended up forgetting that I had two other things that I brought her, like, 2 months ago that I never picked up, and I mentioned it, and I told her I was sorry, and she was really good about it. But anyways, she helped me carry everything out to the car, and when I went around the car to leave, she looked at me, and our eyes just met, and she teared up and said she was really sorry, and she gave me a hug. And it was just a really nice hug. And then she grabbed my hands, and then she told me about her husband that died of cancer, and that she knows how I feel, and her heart is breaking for me right now. And then she gave me another hug. And then she went inside, and we parted ways. But I have thought about that, and that has just felt so good that she shared her emotions with me, and we both had empathy for each other because we both knew where we were at that time. And that was beautiful. And, you know, she's an Asian woman, and, you know, in this world right now, if you listen to the news, you know, it's all about race and you know, if we're a different color, we don't get along. And I mean, that's the news. And I think that's the way they want us to think, so that we are always constantly fighting. Because you know what? If we're fighting, we're afraid, we're in fear. And, you know, fear is control. So that's the way they control us. But all right, I'm going on a tangent. That's just, you know, our media. But anyways, enough of that. The point is we are all one. And it was really beautiful to show that a stranger could be one, and we both had empathy for each other, and we felt each other's sorrow, but we both have a belief in a higher power. And she said, you know, he's in a better place. And she said, you know, April's going to be in a better place. So that was a beautiful experience I had with a stranger that day, that she shared with me, and I believe that was a God. I believe that was God. But, you know, back to trusting God, I think a lot of the mistakes, a lot of the choices, I should say, that I made in my life have been because I wasn't trusting God, and I wasn't asking for his guidance and having him part of my life every day. And why do we feel like it's so hard to feel like we have to reach out to him? And why do we feel like it's so hard to pray to him? I don't know. But I do know. I do know. I think it's because we think we have to work hard at it. And I'm realizing now that we don't. Like, for instance, I was sitting here talking about thinking about what my thoughts were and my thoughts are always all over the place. And I thought, what am I going to focus on today? And believe me, my brain focuses on 100 things before I can figure out what I want to focus on today. And then I said, why aren't I asking God? And all of a sudden I felt him say, you have been. You've been communicating with me all day. Did you not say my name, God? Have you not been thinking of me? Have you not been looking back and looking, you know, forward as far as the relationship and the relationship you've had with my sister? I wouldn't have found God if it wasn't for my sister going, you know, fighting cancer and then passing away, because she's been very, very big part of my life. She's always been there for me. She's 8 years older than I am. However, she would say 7.5, and she is correct, but I like to say 8 just to hear her say 7.5. And I'm going to still say that because I just want to hear her say 7.5 from heaven. So, but back to April about her recycling. I did kind of go off on something. This is raw. I just think out loud, so I don't edit anything. So this is who I am. Sorry if I drive you crazy that way. But yeah, so she's getting buried, and she has a casket that's biodegradable. The clothes that she has on her is biodegradable. Our bodies are biodegradable. And she's going to be buried, and she is going to just become one with the earth and become biodegradable. So I think that is so cool that she's chose this way of being buried. So that's a little bit about my sister and her recycling. I think she would want me to tell everybody that, to, hey, start recycling out there, all right? Let's keep our earth clean as much as possible. And like she would say, we can make a difference by just doing. Just recycle. That might be a little thing, but eventually it becomes a big thing. So yes, I'm learning to trust God. And by trusting God, I realized that my thoughts today, thinking of God, thinking of my sister, thinking of how I'm going to start my day, which has been kind of rough. Like I said, I'm getting ready to see my sister get buried, even though her spirit is, you know, in the universe right now, tapping into heaven and tapping down here, checking up on us. And I'm looking forward to giving her a beautiful burial, our family giving her a beautiful burial. And celebrating her life here. But so as I'm sitting here wondering, you know, what I'm going to talk about today, and I asked God, you know, sorry I haven't tapped into you today. And he said, you've tapped into me all morning. And then I realized, why did I think I wasn't praying? Because I think we feel like it's so hard to pray, that we have to do this ritual to be able to connect with him, that we have to just be, you know, we have to work so hard. And he gave me my little lesson today was, you said my name. When you speak my name, I'm here. And so all morning he has been with me. I've been sharing my emotions with him, and I realized, you know, when I thought I wasn't praying, he gave me that peace by saying, yeah, you've been praying all morning. You said my name. You've been thinking about me. You've been, thinking about your sister that's going to be in heaven and that is in heaven, and you're trying to find a way to communicate with her. I've decided that, you know, if I can have this kind of communication with God, I can have this communication with my sister. When I pray in the morning and ask God to guide me through the day, I'm going to ask him that I'd like to speak to my sister's spirit and have my spirit and her spirit connect. so we can have a relationship. Of course, it's going to be a different relationship than here on Earth. I can't touch her and feel her, see her beautiful blue eyes in the physical form here on Earth, but I can still get into my higher place, my spirit, and connect with her and learn to build a relationship with her in that way. Granted, it's not going to be physical, but you know what? I have memories of her. I still see her eyes. I still see her smiles. I know I'll feel her voice talking to me, and it will be a different type of feeling. It's an inner feeling and a knowing. I don't know about you, but do you ever get to that point where something so deep inside you is telling you something, and it's like you call it your gut feeling? And if it's positive, and if it's beautiful, and if it's enlightening, then I feel that's a message from God. If it's dark, if you're depressed, if you're angry, if, you know, those type of emotions, that's not God. That's something else. And I know what that something else is to me. I don't know what it is, your thoughts of what that feeling is to you, but whatever it is, we know it's not good. And lately, I wake up in the morning and I don't feel so good. I feel very confused. And I seem to doubt myself. Like, I was doubting myself. Like, here I am talking and saying my feelings, and then I'm posting it out there to everybody. And I did that yesterday. It was my first time with Emotionally You, and that was my very first time doing it. I woke up this morning and I was like, what am I doing? Am I crazy? Am I losing my mind? Why would I be doing this? And so I was doubting myself. And I realized when I doubt myself, when of course it's something positive and about God and feeling, and when I doubt myself about doing something like this, then I'm spitting in his eye, because he created us and he gave us all a gift, and we need to know what those gifts are and be open to it and ask God to show us what our gifts are. How did he create us? What gift did he give us? He gave us all different gifts. And I think our purpose here on Earth is to find that gift. I ignored my gifts for 52 years. Well, granted, I tapped into it, and I don't think I tapped into it quite correctly, but that's another whole episode about empaths, being an empath. I always knew I had something like that I could feel people's emotions. Sometimes they would say something and I already knew what they were going to say before they said it. And some other things that I've experienced my whole life. But I've always pushed it away, because when I shared my emotions with somebody, they would say, look at me really weird, like, that's really strange. Or when I went to, you know, somebody that was a Christian, but they thought inside the box, not outside the box, they would say, well, that's kind of like the devil's work. So it always kind of shut me down. And so I would doubt myself and proceed to move on to my everyday life, not tapping into that. And I realized by not tapping into that, I was not trusting God, and I was pulling away and living my life without him and making all my decisions on my own. And they haven't really put me in the best situation. Going through some other issues other than just my sister passing away. I'm in a relationship that's really bad, and trying to sort that out. But, you know, God is showing me that none of this is a mistake. We have free will. So we choose things. And when you have free will and you don't have your God or your higher power or somebody there that's has more knowledge than us and is greater than us. And my God is so much greater. I mean, I look at the trees, I look up, and it's all God. It's all energy. We're all energy and we all are one. It's just we need to learn to tap into that. We need to take time out to be quiet. And what our thoughts are our emotions. And our emotions can tap into our spirit, our higher self that taps into God. And when we do that, it feels good. So when I wake up in the morning and I have this negative going on and I have so many emotions and I don't know how to pick one of those emotions out and to deal with it, it's when I get quiet and start communicating with God, having a conversation. I believe conversation with God is a relationship with God. Praying and talking to Him all the time and praying. And our mind keeps going, but we don't stop and listen and feel our body and feel our heart and our mind. It's when we're quiet is when we get the messages. And then I'll move on with my day. And then I tap in throughout the day. Like when I call it miracles happen, like with the lady, the lady from the dry cleaning place, that to me, I realized was God showing me a little miracle by her sharing her emotions with me and hugging me like that, complete stranger. And then not only hugging me, holding my hands the whole time. How beautiful is that? So when it's beautiful, it's God. And like I said, I always want to make sure that when I talk like this and when I'm sharing my God, that you might believe in the same God as me, God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. But you might believe in another faith. And I'm glad you have a faith. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to make you seek my God. Your God is your God. And if your God is the energy, well, that's my God too. I think when we all talk about God, I have a feeling we're all talking about the same God. We just seek Him in different ways around the whole world. So I think here, people on earth, we need to just chill out a little bit. You know, religion has been a bad thing. When I think of religion, I think of humans. Humans trying to control and put fear into us. And then I think of churches. Well, you got a lot of churches out there. You gravitate to the one that you want. However, churches haven't been the best for me. I mean, not all negative. I go occasionally to church, but my church is the outside. It's taking a walk in the woods. It's walking on the beach. That's where I actually can have a relationship. Church is more of, for me, is like going to school. I have to listen with my mind, and I do listen with my mind, but when I go to church, I have a hard time really feeling Him in my heart because I mentioned I'm an empath, so I have all these other people that are in the church, and sometimes I can feel all those energies, so it's a little hard for me. I get a little confused. So my church is taking a walk in the woods, going outside. So yours might be something different. Yours might be you go to church, and that's where you feel God. And that's good. Don't ever judge somebody by how they reach out and seek. take time, you know, if they're wanting to share that with you and they tell you about their church that they're going to and how they would like you to go, that's a cool thing. They're just trying to, they're sharing a experience and an emotion with you that works for them. Don't turn around and say, you know, I don't go to church. I always feel like, yeah, I might check that out sometime. And really, I might. So, yeah. But then I will also say, yeah, I like to go for walks and pray to God that way and have communication and relationship with Him that way. So that's one way I do it. You know, you could share that with them. But say, yeah, I'll check it out sometime. So that's how I am trusting God. Like I said, I'm 52 years old and I'm starting to figure it out. However, I have a lot to figure out. We all do. So, you know what? Do yourself a favor and everybody else. Let's just be a little kinder to everybody. You know, think positive. And if you come across somebody that's negative, well, that's their journey. And maybe try to put a soft positive in their mind that day. If it's a hug, or if it's have a great day, or if you just give them a big smile. Sometimes it's the small stuff that that resonates with people. Sometimes too many words aren't good. Sometimes it's just a gesture. So, well, there are my thoughts today. I'm looking forward to moving on with the day and seeing what is in store for me. Hopefully it's going to be a positive, good day. But if something negative comes across me, I need to, how am I going to handle it? Am I going to be negative about it or positive about it? Because you know what? Negative never gets me anywhere. Positive, that helps me a little bit. That helps me more being positive. I look at it this way. What did I learn from that? That negativity. And how can I turn that into a positive and make it a better day for myself? And I'll ask God, hey, what lesson was this one? And sometimes, remember, we have free will. So maybe it was just our choice that day to go down that path to learn something. So love thy neighbor. And I hope your day starts out beautiful, just as beautiful as you are.